You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Kia ora, Ange. How are you this morning?
Well, thanks. Yes, I've just had a big walk into town.
Oh, it's gorgeous out there, eh?
Autumn leaves.
You've brought them into the studio, which feels really nice and atmospheric today.
Yeah.
Big maples, big beautiful maple leaves.
They are, yeah. I sort of picked the best.
It's very much heading in a winter direction at this point, and we've got quite a lot of questions in that vein this morning.
Oh, good. Yeah, I did an Instagram post on Natural Ange about that too, just going, some people get to this point and go, dread. You know, like, how am I going to get through it? I remember having a conversation with a woman at this time last year, and, you know, because some people get seasonal affective disorder and get flat, and then other people go, oh, gosh, I've used up all my sick leave and I've got to stay well. And there's some new strain-specific activated probiotics which are amazing for boosting immunity. And they've done trials in daycares and kids in Melbourne, and they just had great results with it. And
awesome.
It's just one a day.
Yeah, nice.
And it really does help. Yeah, and the seasonal affective disorder, you know, you've got to look at sunshine and vitamin D, but also there's really good herbs which raise serotonin levels and good lifestyle measures to help with lifting the mood.
That is quite a nice segue into the first question we've got from someone saying they've got, the first part of those two things.
Yeah.
Got a cold coming on with the change in temperature, cannot afford to get sick.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Any tips on warding it off? They said they're already using that Betadine throat gargle.
And, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Taking lots of vitamin C.
And that's a good start. And vitamin C also works on adrenals. So when you're stressed and you know, that's when that can have a multi-pronged approach, the vitamin C. So always get that. There's a good liposomal one that you can get in 750ml glass bottles too. So if you ever want that rather than all those aluminium sachets all the time, you know. So plasticky, you know, packaging. Back to the cold, get some early nights, throw some garlic and lots of vegetables, onion family into the into your soups and things is good. But raw garlic can thin the mucus and stop a cough really well. Ginger, garlic, vitamin C with lemon juice and honey, you know, like do a good brew like that. Put a bit of chilli powder in if you want to.
I quite like this. It's all quite tasty sounding.
Yeah, I'm making it, you know, really home-based. And then
raw garlic, not so good for anyone who's, you know, trying to go on any dates, but
no, but
it's hibernation season anyway, so.
That's if you're really like, it's going down to my chest, then you've got to pedal quick.
Yeah.
Don't go on a date sick anyway.
Totally. Stay home.
And have a bunch of parsley with it, and that'll fix your breath up. And then on the website, I've got sort of cold decongestion, the respiratory clear and the respiratory relax and immune boost. So there's herbs that can keep you on the front foot. Or if you've got children in daycare, I would be looking at those probiotics I talked about before.
Yeah.
Just contact me on the website and I'll...
Good point as well about this time of the year is I think we've all culturally got way better at it, but don't be going out if you're sick, you know? Just stay home. You don't know what it is. You can think you know what it is, but like, you don't know what other people have got in their lives.
I don't care what it is. I don't need you.
Gems. PSA. We've got someone with a recipe question for you, Ange. Any recommendations on winter kai? I love the Mediterranean diet, but it feels like summer fare. What can I eat that's super warming and good for me at this time of year?
Oh, I like making a good dal and then freezing it into containers.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it's got cardamom pods and fennel seeds and cinnamon quill if you want. You know, I've been big on chai too lately.
Yum.
And so what I do there is, you know, get little containers so that you can freeze them off and you just pull them out, you know.
Easy.
But soups and mushrooms are great, you know, like that's really nice winter kai. Baked beans, you know, you can get the half sugar one, you know, and low salt.
You can make your own if you're feeling fancy, you know, got time on a Sunday morning, why not?
That's right. And I had, when I had toddlers, Julie Reed, who's a really good naturopath, and she said to me, Ange, when you got the celery, onion, carrots out and you're making dinner, just make a soup on the back boiler.
Perfect.
You know? And I love leeks, so it could be leek and potato, chicken and leek, you know, anything like that. And then you've got a soup.
And then you're ready for the next couple of days set.
Yes. Actually, my daughter will boil up quinoa and put it in a container and then do pulled chicken, but you could use a can of fish or you could use some, you know, legumes, like there's lentil salads and things. And then you can just assemble dinner salads sort of thing throughout the week.
Delicious. Somebody has a question about migraines. I get migraines. I've got really useful drugs for it, but you got any ideas about preventative things to do? The internet has so many suggestions, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. It can be nasty things when they kick in, you know. So some people will respond, it depends whether it's hormonal, whether it's a trigger from a wine or cheese or something like that, or histamine, you know, post-menopause, some people get more sensitive to histamines, they can't do blue cheese and wine. Or it might be stress, or maybe you need a cranial osteopath and they can release the tension in your neck and shoulders sort of thing. So it depends what the driver is for your migraines, if you can find that out. But also, if you want to go a bit further, we can do allergy testing as well. I've done a whole webinar workshop on migraines, and there's sort of like a mind map which you have to sort of take you through on the consult and say, what have you tried, where are we going with this? Because some people it's about the hormones crashing if this person's female, just before the period arrives, you know, and that's nasty.
That is not fun at all. Anybody who gets migraines can confirm. Last one, I think we've got time to squeeze in. Someone says, long time listener and admirer, Ange.
Thank you.
I've got psoriasis and it's only getting worse and worse. Got any tips for that?
Yes, it'll be good to see you. Because okay. Usually we've got to drill down to the gut.
Yeah.
But it is a genetic thing that can go down through the families. But yes, I'd like to see you for psoriasis because it's a bit deeper.
Come in and have a chat.
Yes.
Sounds very wise. Thank you, Ange. If people do want to find you, where can they find you?
Naturalange.com, Ange with an E.
Fab.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Contact me and all that sort of stuff. Contact us or whatever.
Love it. Thanks, Ange. It's nice to have you in the studio.
Likewise.
Thanks for bringing us some beautiful autumn leaves.
Yes.
We'll see you next time.
Enjoy. We'll do.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.